This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of Coloradans are hospitalized with the flu and RSV, as it's been for much of this year. Here's CPR's John Daly.
There are now 558 people in the hospital with a respiratory virus. Anuj Mehta is an ICU physician at Denver Health.
Right now, what we're seeing in the hospitals is an overwhelming number of patients being hospitalized with influenza. There was a solid week in my ICU where more than 50% of patients were testing positive for the flu.
More than 50 Coloradans are hospitalized with COVID-19. The viruses are being detected in wastewater at utilities that are testing for them. Vaccine shots are available for all three viruses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State lawmakers are looking at adding a new category to Colorado death certificates, gender. Chaz Sisk with the Colorado Capital News Alliance reports the update is meant to recognize the identity of the deceased while also satisfying the needs of researchers.
The sex of the deceased has long been noted, and it's useful medical information, helping to show connections between biological sex and cause of death. But what's recorded is often at odds with gender identity. And a recent review of death records in Oregon found trans people were misgendered more than half the time. Very few states record gender identity on death certificates. And Republicans warn it could make Colorado even more of a target of the Trump administration, which has insisted that there are only two genders and that those are entirely determined by biological sex.
Chaz Sisk reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. This is CPR News and KRCC.